you tonight. I feel like Kevin and I are a little underdressed compared to the rest of you.
Totally are.
So our intent tonight is to give you a snapshot of what's happened over the last 6-7 months with the Town Square master planning process. I'm going to lead out, and Michael, if you could jump to the first slide, kind of an outline. So we're going to run through kind of the purpose of the process, then an overview of the project process and timeline. I'll cover those both. And then we have Dave Nichols with the IBI group here to help present on these next two bullets, kind of go running through the questionnaire results, the vision and the guiding principles that are created as a byproduct of the process. And then also the concept one and concept two. And I think most of you attended the public meetings where these were presented. One thing I would mention is keep in mind these are not an either or, which plan do we like more, but more of a here's a menu of options and stuff that are available for Town Square. What makes the most sense? What meets the needs of the communities? We look forward to 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And so that was the premise, and that's kind of what we tried to convey to the public as they came in and commented on the process and on the concepts. So then feel free to ask questions wherever you want throughout, and we'll save some time at the end, hopefully, to run through any questions and comments and stuff that you want us to take back and for Dave and his.
And could I just say, Cortland is on both the working and the steering committees, and he may be able to answer some questions as well. Thanks again you for the many hats you wear in Midway, and for which you get not one penny. Thank you.
But you did promise that lunch in Peoria, so I'm really looking forward to that.
And it's well deserved. Okay. All right.
Perfect. Michael, if you could go to the next slide. So just running through the purpose of the process, and I apologize, I joined kind of partway through this process, and so those that have been involved much longer than me, feel free to jump in and augment this as needed. But the purpose of the master planning process was to create a long-term vision for Town Square that would guide its future improvement, including, and these are three bullets that went out in the RFP that went out for people to bid on the project and provide their consulting services. So design options for opportunities to enhance the use of green spaces in Town Square. It is very important that all design options must be able to accommodate all existing space and needs for Swiss space. This next one, increase the value of Town Square to the community by creating opportunities to enhance the square as a community gathering place, thus providing increased economic growth, and then create an environment which will provide additional pedestrian traffic in and around Main Street and the downtown area. I think these have been three, in my involvement, have been three of the highlights, focus points as we've gone through this process of making sure that these are all met and addressed as we go through the design. Jump to the next one. And then the last part that I wanted to cover real quick is just a synopsis of the meetings. I know this is in your packets, and there's additional detail in your packets addressing this, but giving an idea of the many meetings that Cortland and others have been involved with, of outreach that's happened to stakeholder groups, to the public as part of this process, hoping that we can try to dot all of our I's and cross all of our T's and gather all the input that we possibly can. So obviously there was the kickoff, multiple stakeholder meetings, which includes business representatives, Swiss Stage representatives, others that are in and around Main Street. Working committee meetings, which the working committee is comprised of Jeff and JC, Mayor, Cortland, Ken, and then some members of staff as well. And so those meetings began, an online questionnaire was sent out in May, for just shy of 2 weeks, allowing the public to provide input in those questionnaires about priorities, preferences, how they use the square, how they'd like to use the square, what they like, what they don't like. And Dave will run through some of those. Working committee meetings where they met with the boosters of Midway, or Swiss Days membership to be able to discuss the plans. Additional working committee meetings in September. There's the two public open houses that were held in mid to late September. Michael, jump to the next one. Working committee, we had a follow-up. It was suggested that we should follow up with a larger segment of the Swiss States Committee, so we met with them in late October, presenting to them specifically, allowing them to share some of their concerns and desires for the master planning process. There was the online public comment period that was held late October, early November, where we gathered additional input from people. We sent it out on social media, posted it to the city website, put up some banners that had QR codes so that people could respond with their thoughts on the concepts. And then some additional working committee meetings where we gathered and went through the public comments that we sent out to you folks, tried to digest those, and then obviously this progress update. Looking forward, what we're anticipating is that the IBI is working to put together an update of that design concept. That will be coming out now through beginning of January. That will be refined. That will be presented to the working committee at some point in January. There'll be some outreach in January to both the public and to the stakeholder groups. And then obviously, we'd like to commence that with coming back to the city council presenting that final recommendation or proposal to you guys. That being said, I think there's been quite a bit of work done, and not to say that it's been perfect along the way, but I think that we've done a pretty good job trying to gather that input and want to make sure that we gather the sentiments of this body and include that as IBI tries to refine those proposals into a final proposal to bring back to this group. I'm going to turn the time over to Dave to kind of run through the documents that they have produced as part of this process. Any questions for me before we do that? Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Mayor, members of the council and staff, thank you very much for the time tonight. My name is Dave Nicholas. I'm a principal landscape architect with the IBI group. And we've been thrilled to be a part of this project ever since the RFP came out, and our wheels started turning quickly, and it's been an amazing process to be a part of. And the working committee, stakeholders, steering committee, the general public, has all just been fantastic, and we've gotten a lot of great direction from that entire group, and it's been a real blessing, I think, from a design perspective, because it's been able to give us clear direction and guiding principles that, from a designer standpoint, is so important to have to continue to work back and check the boxes, make sure that we're, you know, maintaining consistency, we are fulfilling goals and objectives that the community wants and needs, because after all, this is your plan for an amazing community asset of the town square. So thanks for the time tonight. I'll just quickly run through. This is the information that you've probably already seen that was presented at Open Houses in October. And it's been, I think, a really good toolkit to get good response from. But if we can go to the first slide there on the, I think it's just a summary of the public outreach. I know you can't read this. don't pretend for you to, but this is our sort of one slide synopsis of the online survey that was out for a couple of weeks early on. We, you know, started this in earnest in March. It was, I think you had it on your slide, even though we had been involved in putting some conceptual work together for the proposal itself. So we've been involved in this for a year. And I have to say that, you know, for the project itself, the working committee has been very patient, wanting to make sure this is done right. And the outreach and engagement process has been very robust from our perspective, with our experience on similar projects in similar communities. The results we got from the online survey were really just a beginner indicators. Not really be all end all kind of answers, but it's really to get a feel and a sense from the community what they believe Town Square wants to be. So we did a little demographic work. You know, the first three questions were just about, you know, how long you lived here and so on and so forth. And then we started getting into how do you think the Town Square is performing? You know, is it representing the community, its identity, image, and functionality? And so that's really good feedback to get. And generally speaking, everybody feels that it's an amazing asset, but yes, it can do better. It doesn't mean it has to be, you know, completely remodeled, renovated, and we asked more specific questions about what are the types of things that you would like to see in the town square. And so, you know, that ranges from, you know, a lot of different things. Of course, there were comment options on the online survey where people could just continue to, you know, add things that we may not have listed. But generally speaking, I would say that the overarching kind of outcome of that was some very good direction that says, yes, it's not broken, it's working well, but it can work better. And there are some things that we would like to see to help activate it and animate it a little bit more. But we have also started getting the sense that don't mess it up, right? This is our baby. This is a great asset for the community, and it really does need to represent the image and identity of the community itself. So that was really good feedback from that perspective. And then the next set of input and engagement that we had was from the stakeholders. And that really gave us the ability to create sort of the guiding vision and the guiding principles. So with that input and some general sort of initial input from the public, we were able to kind of hit the ground running and we start working on our end of the bargain, which was helping assist, you know, put together that project vision, guiding principles, and some concept plans. Go to the next slide, I think, is the vision and guiding principles. And this is really, again, this is our checklist. This vision statement was created by the working committee based on all of the public input. We didn't write this. This was written by you and your community. And we just helped wordsmith it a little bit here and there. So I think a couple of things to just mention here in the vision statement that are important to recognize is that the town square is the heart of Midway. And it is central to the town's identity and character. Again, I mentioned that several times already. I think the last statement really sums up, the last sentence really sums up in my mind, a successful town square evolves and adapts over time to meet the current needs of its residents while respecting the history of the place. So powerful and important to remember that town square is a work in progress, and it always will be. It's going to continue to evolve, and it's going to continue to adapt, as it should. So that's a really important thing to remember, is that this is not a, you know, while we're putting together a master plan, it's a master plan in time. And you have to make sure the time is a part of the discussion and the equation, because this doesn't happen overnight. So it takes a lot of strategy, a lot of planning, some long-term, you know, goals and objectives to establish this. And then you certainly get into all the funding and phasing and all that kind of stuff going down the road. But that's important to recognize. The guiding principles are really a little bit more into the weeds. So this is where we recognize that while it's not broken, it does need to evolve. And we do need to add and upgrade and initiate some activation and animation of the place. So we kind of start integrating heritage, history, time, some of those kinds of things into the design thinking and the process. And so we take these guiding principles very seriously. We want to make sure that we're